listener feedback, and an interview with Chief Master Skiles from the ATA Training Department. This is Episode 3 of the ATA Nation Podcast.
Sir, I will live with perseverance in the spirit of Taekwondo. Courtesy for fellow students. Integrity within myself. And to become a black belt leader. Welcome to the ATA Nation Podcast.
Sirs and ma'ams, ladies and gentlemen, I am so excited to be back with you today for episode 3 of the ATA Nation Podcast. This is the first episode I've recorded since it's gone live, and we are just thrilled with the feedback we're getting from you out there in ATA Nation. So please make sure that you are continuing to share this podcast with your friends and family members out there in ATA Nation. Now, before we get to our listener feedback, which I am super excited about doing, we've got an interview with Chief Master Skiles from the ATA Training Department.
Special guest interview.
We have with us Chief Master Skiles from the ATA Training Department, and I know they have been working super hard over the last year, adding all kinds of virtual training. How are you today, sir?
I'm great, sir. Great. Good to see you. Good to be with you.
Awesome. Would you give us a little rundown of kind of what you guys have been doing on the virtual side, and especially stuff that our leadership students, our legacy students might be able to take advantage of with their instructor's permission?
Sure, sure. Well, as you said, we've been busy here for the last year. When this whole pandemic hit and the shutdown happened, we went into production overload. We had a lot of requests from licensees that just weren't prepared. I would have to say that that's a lot of them. Recorded content or live content, weren't just sure how to jump on the virtual training bandwagon. So we went into recording a curriculum that can just be forwarded to their students and utilized at home so that they had some kind of content. And of course, we did the live Zoom training for their students as well for that interim period until they got themselves up on their feet. So I went back to my days of teaching a couple classes a day on a couple days a week. It was fun. It was exciting. It was a new adventure. It's like Grandmaster Sunho says, there's always more to learn.
Yes, sir.
I had done the occasional private lesson through FaceTime or, you know, a Skype call, you know, in the last few years, but nothing to this magnitude. And I really had to, explore and expand my teaching ability and realm. And I learned a lot from other instructors and watching what they were doing and hearing what they were doing, the techniques and ways to teach via Zoom. And so this process made me a better instructor, which is always great to be able to expand your abilities.
And I know for me as a school owner, the content you guys put out last year was just so helpful to have. We went right from, you know, starting quarantine and teaching, nothing like teaching, you know, in Watu on Zoom. Those terms are just not pleasant. And your guys' content was super helpful. And I know now you guys are continuing, especially for licensees, and then there's some stuff for our legacy members and leadership students, that you are continuing the virtual training options in some special ways. What is currently planned, and what are you guys looking at in the next quarter?
Yes, sir. So, this year we started scheduling it out on a quarterly basis. We're trying to provide opportunities for legacy members, leadership students, licensees, both just some free training, just some free training We're doing a review of the ProTech weapons from the Legacy curriculum. I've got one of those, the third one, and final one coming up next week. But we're also doing things like the athlete development sparring. We've got that coming up the February the 27th. But leading into March, we have, like I said, the level three curriculum from the Legacy program, and we're also going to incorporate how to actually test your Legacy members. So that's a good seminar to be a part of.
Your project, the Legacy level three curriculum, that is for licensees and Legacy members, and that one's free, correct?
Correct. We want to be able to, the Legacy program is such an integral part to everybody's program. So we wanted to make sure that we provided some training that just supported that program at no cost to the licensees. You know, this is a program that they already pay for their certification, their facilitator training, all of that. So we wanted to be able to give them some free training as well. That's just support material, give them some ways to the different drills and the way to train their students, as well as in this last one we're going to do a kind of an accommodation of all three levels. Ooh. And then just give them a variety of ways to how they can actually run their Legacy testing for this particular type of curriculum.
That's awesome. Very cool.
And then with keeping with the class planners that we have for our Tigers and Kids programs, coming up for March and April, the weapons are single and double Balmangi. So we've got a seminar on that, on just, a variety of ways. I kind of invoke an old school term that disguised repetition, right?
Mm-hmm.
We want to be able to not just say, okay, look, here's the curriculum that's on the planner, but here's a variety of ways that you can structure that curriculum over your testing cycle. So it's direct support material for this next testing cycle coming up, right? March and April is belief, and the weapons are the single and double Balmangi. So we wanted to be able to give them some real tools that they can utilize when going back on how to structure that curriculum, what to teach at the different levels.
Very cool.
For their regular classes.
Yes, sir. And I know I've had some students take the athlete development sparring and combat. And now if I'm a licensee, maybe I'm a school owner and I've got, five, six students that want to do it from my school, I can call you up and offer that as something at my school as well. Is that an option?
Yes. So all of the seminars that we offer, we try to do something do something new this quarter, and we're going to continue doing it because I think it's an added value. We want to help the licensees the best we can, is to provide a license location price. So instead of the students paying us directly individually, we just want to be able to provide the opportunity for the licensees to, through the virtual platform, bring an instructor into their school and let them reap the financial benefits of hosting that seminar within the school. So it's like arranging and flying in a guest instructor for the day without the immense expense it would take to bring somebody
Yes,
in.
Sir.
Much lower cost. And then it gives the licensee the opportunity to charge for the seminar just like they would normally do. Make the financial benefit from the registration, possibly use it as an upgrade tool in their school to invite some students maybe to a higher level of training and then get them involved and interested in another program, maybe even some product sales and things like that.
And for if I'm just a student hearing this, that this might be an option, I could get a couple of my friends together and go to my instructor and be like, hey, could we do this? Because it's just more fun to do this training with a group. If your state is allowing, these gatherings, it's just more fun to do it with a group of kids and a group of people anyways. So, maybe students are out there. They could even get a group together and be like, Hey, Master Hayden, can we do this? Because it's just more fun that way.
Absolutely. I mean, through all the years that we've trained, we always get pumped up and motivated when we get to come to Spring Nationals or Worlds or Fall Nationals or a camp. where we get to come together and train, right? The regional events bring us together when we get to see each other and train with each other. It just motivates us to a whole nother level. So,
yes, sir, for sure.
As students ourselves, we should try to provide that opportunity. And like you said, if your guidelines allow you to have, people in your school in gatherings and groups of any particular size, then I encourage everybody to try to do it.
Yeah. I've been looking for an opportunity in our schedule to have some of our students do that. Should be a lot of fun. Well, there are two events on here for, I know Spring Nationals got pushed back, but you guys are continuing the training at Spring Nationals. And there's two events on here that I wanted to hit real quick, because one is of big interest to me. And then I see another one is open to all black belts. So first, can you tell us a little bit about the rank advancement training that is being offered? It looks like April the 3rd.
Yes. So this is along the concept that one of the seminars that I did for years traveling around the country, the rank advancement training. And it's, you know, a lot of us as martial artists, you know, we're motivated by that next step, that next goal that we have, whether it's a midterm or whether it's achieving the next rank. And so I went around the country for years doing rank advancement training, and it was just training that was specifically geared towards getting you prepared for that next step, whether it's a midterm or a testing for rank. And all we did was work on your rank specific material. So we spent a couple hours working on your form. If you're doing a weapon form, we're giving you some tips and things that you should be working on that are kind of universal for all the weapon forms. It's very difficult with the number of weapons that we have to be able to hit them all very specifically.
Yes, sir.
But it was like, hey, from a national judge's standpoint, this is what they're looking for. These are the types of things that they're going to want to see when you're performing a form. And then same thing with sparring. Here's some training methods. This is what the judges are going to be looking for when you free spar. So we try to give them the things that they need to keep in mind to try to get the maximum score when they test. And then same thing with board breaking. Here's some training methods. Here's how you can prepare. Here's how you set up. This is, again, what the judges are looking for. So with Grandmaster MK Lee being the director of rank advancement now, and his main focus as a grandmaster and as the potential presiding grandmaster down the road, he's been working on getting people prepared for their next testing.
Yes, sir.
And so we're bringing that to we're bringing that to the live training in Vegas. But with that date being pushed back, we wanted to go ahead and still offer that training virtually. So we'll be going through that same material.
That's
Grandmaster
awesome.
MK is going to lead the forms training. Senior Master Kaminsky is going to lead the weapons training. Master Jesse Isaacs is going to lead the sparring training, and I myself will be leading the board breaking training. And, you know, we're going to use the breakout room format, and the instructors are just going to rotate around to the different rooms, and we'll go through the training and spend 4 hours making sure everybody is, getting those little tips and tidbits to help them be more successful, hopefully, at the next testing.
Wow, that's sounds like a great opportunity. People can still register for that, I assume?
Yes, sir. We'll take registrations right up till, probably the day before.
Okay.
Because
yes,
it's virtual, we have a little bit more flexibility with the schedule.
Yes, sir.
It's we don't have to worry about as much
logistics
space,
that
so
way.
To speak.
Yes, sir. Cool. Well, that is awesome. Okay. Now, I know I'm holding on a little longer than I planned, but you got to tell me a little bit about this traditional gumdo training. I know it's open only to fourth degrees and above, but I heard just a little bit about it and I signed right up because this sounds awesome.
Yes. This is the first, again, another first for the ATA. Everything that we've always done has been built around the Songhom Taekwondo or Protec weapon systems. And many of you may or may not know, but, Chief Master Amundi is, he's a third degree, going to be testing for his fourth degree black belt in Kumuye Gumdo, which is a traditional Korean style of gumdo. And he actually runs this program in his school currently. He has students that train in this exclusively, as well as, you know, his taekwondo students that, that train in it as well. And it is actually learning the formal traditional martial art of gumdo. So it's more intensive and extensive than the Protect gumdo, where, you know, we learn, you know, the, there's a couple forms that people compete in and that kind of thing. But here's a program where you're going to actually going to start at a white belt in another style of martial art, the Kumuye gumdo, and you'll learn the basics all the way up through. It's a couple year program to take you from white belt to black belt. And at some point, if you as a licensee want to then offer the program, then you have to go through the instructor test to do it. And that's all led by Chief Master Raimondi and his program. So we have the program set up now to learn and train the material online. He was here last month and filmed all the white belt curriculum. So those videos will be online through an online platform. So you'll be able to train. He'll be able to then offer a monthly Zoom class virtually. You know, once the country opens back up and we're able to start doing these things regionally, of course, we'll do more in-person training. And then we'll have ranked testings every national event.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's not gonna conflict or overlap with the Protect Gumdo. Everybody that's been doing the Protect Gumdo program will continue to do that. This is just basically a secondary program. If you're interested in learning more about the traditional art of gumdo, this is the program for you. And like you mentioned, we are starting with 4 degrees and above. One, we want to manage the size initially because this is a first for us. We want to, you know, manage the size of which we launch it with. We want to try to use this pool of people to, you know, potentially eventually be instructors, you know, of this program. But it's really great. We've got a new uniform to introduce. We've got some new weapons with some wooden swords that actually have sheaths that come with them. There's a combat element to it. So there's a new combat gumdo weapon that'll be introduced with it. So we're really excited about it, and we're going to introduce it on that April 3rd date, but we're also going to continue and reschedule it for the live training in May when we get to Vegas.
Yes, sir.
So there's an opportunity to actually physically go through the training with Grant, with Chief Master Raimondi as well. Then
that sounds super cool. I know, I'm sure there's a ton of masters out there who are also really excited about like getting to be a white belt again, you know, in something new. That's a super cool opportunity.
Yeah. I mean, it's been 40 years since I've been a white belt, and, I'm excited about it. I don't have any problem with it. It's a different discipline. It's a different style. So I don't expect to come in and get any special treatment. It was great to have Chief Master Raimondi here for 2.5-3 days when we filmed, because I get to watch him break things down and teach and learn. And, you know, I kind of got to ask a bunch of extra questions that that most people wouldn't be able to do. And then I pick up a sword and, "Sir, is it like this?" And he'd say, "No, it's not like that. It's like this." And, "Yes, sir." So, I'm excited about it.
Yes,
I've got access to the videos, so I'm getting a little bit of a head start.
Doing some extra training.
But maybe that's just one of the perks of the job, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm sure. I think you deserve that after all the extra filming and stuff that you guys did last year. So I appreciate your time today. Real quick, I know you guys are getting ready to release the schedule for the next quarter. If people have ideas or suggestions, what should they do if they have an idea for something they'd like to train in?
I mean, simply just shoot me an email. My email is scott.skiles, SKILES, at ataonline.com. Shoot me an email. Say, "Hey, sir, this would really benefit me, or this would benefit my students or my school. you know, whatever it is, no idea is a bad idea. And we'll see what we can do. If we don't get it into quarter two, we are going to do a quarter three and quarter four schedule. Virtual training is not going to go away anytime soon, if ever.
Yes.
So I think it's a great tool. You know, we have the opportunity to reach so many more people. Again, a lot of students and instructors from South Africa and all over the world, South America, that are able to pop on and train. It's so much more convenient. It's not the most ideal way to train, obviously, but it does fit a need. And so, with that being said, you know, we're not gonna get rid of it.
Awesome. Well, I know students and instructors can go to ataonline.com. And the menu there has the virtual training options, and I'm sure that'll be updated regularly with all the new curriculum and stuff on there. So I want to thank you for your time today, sir. And from all of the instructors, and school owners, and people out there, I want to thank you and the training department for all your hard work.
Well, thank you, sir. And, you know, it, anything we can do to help and support, we are here. We're a phone call, an email, a text away. Please don't hesitate to reach out to us. We'll help you. If I can't help you with your specific question or issue that you have, I will make sure that I get you to the person that can. So, you know, we're doing this because we love Songam Taekwondo. We want to support everybody that we can. So whatever we can do, we're here for you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Listener feedback.
Okay, here we go. I am so excited to get some listener feedback and share it with you guys today. We had quite a few of you guys reach out to us on Instagram after our question in the first episode about your favorite part of training. So I'd love to read some of those to you. We got a response from Lily Faye, I believe is how you pronounce your last name. And she's a second degree black belt. She's been competing since she was 5 years old and won a world champion in weapons in 2019. She says her favorite part of Taekwondo is setting goals and then working hard to complete those goals. And then once she completes those goals, she just loves that amazing experience. I love that. What a great reason to love martial arts. Okay, we got another response. This one is from, I'm going to butcher this. I apologize, sir. Third degree black belt, school owner, chief instructor, Mr. Jayakumaran. I'm sure I'm saying that wrong. I really apologize. And he loves everything about Taekwondo, he says, but his favorite of favorites are Pro Tech and sparring because it looks cool to perform a form using Pro Tech weapons. I totally agree. Super cool. And Gumdo is his favorite. That goes right along with what we're talking about in today's episode, then, that new Gumdo program. That'd be pretty awesome to do. Okay, so keep it up. I love it. And here is a favorite from Lucas Garcia from Brazil. Super excited to have somebody from Brazil giving us feedback. His favorite part of Taekwondo is sparring because he can compete with his friends, learn to control his strength, and learn how to use his techniques on another person. That's excellent, sir. And thank you for listening all the way from Brazil. We really appreciate that. How awesome. Another piece of feedback here from Courtney Thurston. It says her favorite part of Taekwondo is helping her students become their best self. Tournaments have been a huge part of her training and her whole career of 20 years. And of course, she loves her worldwide ATA family. And so do we. That's why we have this new ATA Nation podcast, because we want to connect with you guys out there in ATA Nation. Please make sure that you subscribe, share, rate, and review, because word of mouth is the best way to get this information out to more people. Now, to wrap it up today, I would love for you to DM us on Instagram at ATA Nation Podcast with your favorite weapon. What weapon do you love to train with? We talked in the episode today about some of the trainings going on with ATA headquarters. I'm super excited about some new Gumdo training. What are you excited about Pro Tech wise? What weapon do you love to train with? And remember, you are ATN Nation. Get out there and take some action.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the ATA Nation Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and share with your ATA family.